This podcast has nothing to do with the Department of Defense, the United States Air Force, or the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
You guys are crazy.
Welcome to this week's Air Force News. Are people suddenly friendlier to you today? Do local merchants seem more willing to not rip you off as much? Are news people standing outside your front gate? Well, congratulations, your base is on the closure list. But don't get your hopes up yet, because the list looks a lot like the one from 1995, when senators and congressmen fought to keep unnecessary bases open. Of course, with the excitement of an impending closure comes the sorrow of not making the list. For instance, airmen at Pope Air Force Base will endure more years without hope, though that base is shuffling some jobs around. One airman said,
"I volunteered for a remote to Kunsan, Korea to get out of this hole, but I don't have any hope. After all, I'm stationed at Pope."
However, C-130 maintenance crews at Dyess Air Force Base, Texas, were ecstatic as they learned they would be transferred to such places as Little Rock Air Force Base, Arkansas, Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado, and the holy grail of base assignments, Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska. Said one airman,
"I feel like I just fucking won the lottery."
But B-1 crews at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota must have felt like fate's fools as they learned they would be transferred to Dyess Air Force Base, Texas. One airman begged,
"Just get it over with and shoot me now. What the hell did I do to deserve this anyways? Just who the hell did I piss off to get stationed in the middle of South Dakota to get transferred to fucking Dyess? Really, I want to know just who I screwed in the past life to get this bad luck. God, I wonder if I can get a remote to Korea or Turkey or something."
This round of base closings is expected to save the government a whopping $40 billion over 20 years, which is half the biannual cost of the war in Iraq. Item 2. Airmen in the Pacific are mad over high gasoline prices. The price for the high-octane gas reached $2.30 a gallon, which is well below the average price of the cheap stuff in the States. Item 3. A 31st Aircraft Maintenance Squadron airman at Aviano Air Base, Italy, was found guilty of drug, sex, and assault charges in a general court-martial earlier this month. The airman was sentenced to a reduction in rank to E1, 9 months confinement, forfeiture of all pay allowances, and a bad conduct discharge. He was charged with using cocaine, engaging in adultery with a married woman, and failing to obey an order, as well as charges of assault and sodomy. Item 4. An airman in Hawaii is accused of videotaping his roommate while the man had sex with various women. Although a popular form of entertainment in many day rooms across the Air Force for the last 15 to 20 years, the practice has come under intense scrutiny as the quality of the sex, as well as the looks of the women in the films, has not been up to the high standards dictated by military life. In this case, the airman said he was framed, see? He didn't have anything to do with the caper, see? So you coppers better go give the business to someone else, see? Yeah, where's your Moses now, see? Yeah, we'll build a golden calf, yeah.
You guys are crazy.
The man actually in the videos never filed a complaint, but those who saw the tapes said there was much to complain about. One person, who chose to remain anonymous, said,
"The lighting was terrible, and the overall production quality was poor. I mean, he couldn't even properly frame the shot. Ever since the Pam and Tommy Lee tape, we've come to expect high-resolution video, free of grain, as well as blurriness caused by an idiot who doesn't know how to disable the autofocus."
Another person concurred, adding,
"If you can't properly set the focal distance of the camera and adjust the settings for low-light conditions, you don't deserve to be in this business. For shame, sir. For shame."
Item 5. An airman assigned to F.E. Warren Air Force Base was arrested early Wednesday for the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy after what police described as an argument between the two. The airman first class was located at the residence of his girlfriend's parents in Burns. The police said the argument that led to the shooting concerned the way the airman treated a female. Item 6. In an effort to forestall any potential litigation, the Air Force has launched a probe into accusations of an evangelical takeover of Christ College, formerly known as the United States Air Force Academy.
The Inquisition, what a show. The Inquisition, here we go. We know you're wishing that we'd go away, but the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
The Inquisition is expected to conclude that everything's A-okay. However, Mike Weinstein of Albuquerque, New Mexico, who himself is a 1977 graduate of the academy, has sent two sons to the school. He said his younger son has been the target of anti-Semitic comments. He said,
"There are too many afflicted by the unconstitutional evangelical control of the Air Force Academy at this point to offer any premature optimism until we see some positive, comprehensive action."
The Air Force said, quote-unquote, that considerable efforts have been made over the past several months to address the issue of religious intolerance, including a new training program called Respecting the Spiritual Values of All People, or RSVP. Although the chaplain in charge of that program was fired over her recent comments that the program was watered down. When she initially screened the training program for Major General Charles Baldwin, who is the chief of all the chaplains in the Air Force, which include Jewish and Muslim chaplains, he asked,
"Why is it that the Christians never win? I mean, we never get to win. Can't we just win once? We never win anything."
She said,
"It was obvious to us that he had missed the point of the entire presentation. It wasn't about winning or losing, some kind of cosmic battle. It was about helping our folks at the Air Force Academy understand the wonders of the whole range of religious experiences."
General Baldwin said he asked that the Air Force cut out segments in the program on non-Christian religions, like Buddhism, Judaism, and Native American spirituality, as well as a clip from Schindler's List, the 1993 movie about the Holocaust. Elsewhere at Christ College, cadets debated whether airplanes were the devious machines of Satan or a gift from God.
"You guys are crazy."
The debate split the evangelicals down the middle, with half claiming that if God had intended man to fly, he would have given them wings. The other half claimed that God invented the airplane so they could continue their mission as Christians. After all, one cadet said,
"Jesus himself led one of the emperor's legions against the Saracens and slaughtered those who would not be saved and born again. Would he expect any less of us? The airplane is a gift from God to help us convert the infidel or send him to the fires of hell for his insolence."
Others maintained that the airplanes were of the devil.
"Only Jesus and God are allowed to fly in the heavens. When we send people up there in these diabolical contraptions, they're assaulting the very gates of heaven in the name of Satan himself."
Other debates swirled around the acceptability of electricity, the heretical notion of orbital mechanics, and whether to crucify or merely stone the Jews and other non-evangelicals at Christ College. That's all for this week's Air Force News. Join us next week when we'll discuss the Air Force Academy's new recruiting motto, Welcome to Medieval Times!